If you love hockey, if you are into hockey, this is your thing. All things hockey from TSN in our studios this morning. We are so happy to have Darren Dredger join us. Darren, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Wow, it is so cool to have you here. I've already had a few friends text me saying, like, you're kidding me, right? Like, he's not here.
He's actually in the studio, right? He's not on a
he's
phone.
Here. No, he's
he is
right
here with us right now.
So we actually have full-size cutouts in the TSN studio, so
there you
I
are.
Could have brought this one along.
Yeah, and you are multitasking, and we're going to get to that in a second because you're like on standby for something. But here's the deal. Quickly, Candy, what's your connection? How did you know Darren to get him here?
So I am producing a show, The Play That Goes Wrong, right now at the Paramount Theater, put on by Benani Theater.
Yep.
And Darren's daughter is our leading lady in it.
Wow, so cool.
So when we found out that he was coming to town to, of course, support her on her endeavors, we're like, we got to get him on the show.
So cool. And so did you see the production last night?
I did, yes.
And let's,
tremendous.
How about a review for your daughter? What's your daughter's name, by the way?
Katie.
Okay, and?
Well, no, it was terrific from beginning to end. And my wife, Holly, who, by the way, happy birthday. It's Holly's
birthday.
Holly, happy birthday.
Katie's mom, happy birthday. Yeah. She has the musical and the theatrical background. I take no credit for any of this. So I'm not going to lie. As we left the theater last night, I'm like, it took me a good chunk of the first act to kind of figure out what was going on because there's so much stuff happening and my eye is drawn to everything.
Yeah.
So I don't focus necessarily on what I should be focusing on because I'm like, oh, there's a squirrel, you know, like that sort of thing. Right. But about halfway through the first act, I'm like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is sitting beside me giggling and cackling all the way through it. So Full House, it was tremendous. I am so blown away. I talk in front of thousands, maybe millions of people, depending on the time of year, trade deadline, free agent frenzy, and all of that. We're looking into a camera, and there's 20 people, you know, in studio. So there's no sense of nervousness. I'm watching all these great actors, and I'm like, how do they remember all of this stuff?
All of that in front of all the people.
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, if you don't have your tickets, you have to get tickets. I'm going back tonight, by the way.
Oh, terrific.
My wife and I are going back. Yeah.
Did you notice there's a fireplace on that set? That fireplace was donated by the lady who came in and just took a picture, Dean.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
So, a happy family here.
She has to work on the mantle of a fireplace.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that mantle.
So that runs Thursday, Fridays, and Saturday?
Yeah, this week and next week.
Okay, get your tickets, inquire about it. Good job. So, Darren, again, I really appreciate you being here, and it's a chance to actually talk some hockey, which is pretty cool. There's a lot of interest in it right now. We got the All-Star Weekend going on right now. 44 of the league's best are taking a bit of a break, having some fun in Toronto at Scotiabank, and you're multitasking. You're checking your phone because is there something happening right now that you're waiting for? Like, what's going on?
There is, as a matter of fact. I can't divulge too much.
Oh,
I would if I could. And trust me, if I could break this trade on radio right here now live, I would do this. There is something that is percolating, and it involves your beloved Montreal Canadiens.
You see? Okay, see that? Really?
Yes, it does.
The heck is going on?
And one of their better centers, Sean Monahan. So I don't have the information. I cannot disclose the other team, but late last night, there was something that was close.
Wow.
So
okay.
But Danny, you were for the first to know.
He's vibrating over here.
I am. And that was actually going to be one of my first sports questions to you this morning. There's no chance they're going to make the playoffs, huh?
No.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Do you ever foresee something with our Montreal Canadiens, my Montreal Canadiens happening? Yeah. It's so hard to watch them. It's stressful.
I get it. And now you imagine, you know, if you're in that market, right? I mean, the history of the Montreal Canadiens is legendary. I know this. They've gone through the process of rebuilding the right way. They've been patient. They've drafted well. They've developed with patience, which is paramount to success. But look, ownership, the Molson family, have a real good handle on what the market can tolerate. And you would know this as a Habs fan, right? Okay, enough. We have to turn the corner. We have to at least nibble at a playoff spot. I would say if I'm back here next year for whatever the production is and we're having the conversation and I say to you, the Montreal Canadiens, have no chance of making the playoffs, it's going to get dicey. So they're going to make some moves, Monahan included, that All is right. going to make them a little bit better. They'll be closer, if not a playoff team next year. They're on the right track.
Okay, that's good. And listen, Wendy just texted, no one cares about the Habs. Speak for yourself, Wendy. Come on.
Yes, we
have a big Toronto Maple Leafs fan base here. I'll get to them in a second. I wanted to ask you about the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay.
And here's what I wanted to ask you. 16 straight games going for their 17th. Do you think this week of a break for the NHL All-Star game, right? They last played last Saturday. They don't play till Tuesday, I don't think. Do you think that has kind of maybe shifted their momentum a bit?
I don't, because of the way they're
playing. They're on fire, right?
Yeah, and they're not just winning games, you know, because of Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. They're winning games, not to bore the listeners with, you know, hockey kind of knowledge here.
Yeah.
You have to play the right way. You have to defend properly. Of course, you rely on your offense. You need good goaltending. Well, all of that has come together in the last 16 games. So this break probably comes at a very timely part of the calendar. Everybody is nicked up. Everybody has bumps and bruises, including the best of the best in McDavid. So a little bit of a break here. They're going to lose. They're not running table until game 82 here. But mentally and physically, it'll help kind of recharge.
Okay. What kind of assurance or some promising news you can give to our Leafs fans out there? Like, what can you say about Matthews and the team and Nylander?
Yeah. I mean, it's a challenge because, you know, we just talked about Edmonton being built the right way. Vancouver, Winnipeg, there's some great Canadian stories right now. Ottawa's on the uptick. Toronto has a collection of superstars, and then they don't have the pieces that you need to go deep into the playoffs, right? So Brad Treliving, the general manager, probably is blood pressure elevated with Elias Lindholm going to the Vancouver Canucks from the Calgary Flames just because Vancouver, a great story, got that much better. So what is Toronto going to do as supposedly a top contender to respond to that?
Okay.
So there's pressure on the manager. They'd love to add a defenseman. They have to, you know, pay some attention to that blue line. Whether or not that's going to push them over the top, we'll have to wait and see. But I think they're missing pieces still.
Yeah. All right. If you're just tuning in, we have a special guest in our studio. It's TSN's Darren Dredger joining us here. And we're just talking some sports and having some fun. I was reading somewhere. By the way, has 1.1 million followers on X/Twitter.
That's a lot.
Right? It's like, oh, my gosh, that is so much.
Lucky if I have 1,000.
I have maybe 200. Anyway, here's the thing. I was reading something on your bio about you. What's the story about you and backyard rinks and... There's a connection there because this is big here in Thunder Bay.
Well, both kids, Katie was a hockey player. My son Mason was a high-level hockey player. Was drafted by the Sioux Greyhounds, which isn't that far away from here. And for me, I grew up in Saskatchewan, so very similar to the climate of Thunder Bay, right? So making the backyard rink or skating on the lake or the pond wasn't a challenge. It's a challenge in Southern Ontario.
Yeah, right?
I just felt like for me, it was therapeutic. It's like gardening and things like that
in
the winter.
Cool. Yeah.
So it was a break for me. But then, when my kids started to scratch around back there, and then as they played a higher level of hockey, the structure in minor hockey was frustrating for me. You know, these kids weren't really, they were having fun because they're with their friends, but they weren't able to work on their cellies and things like that. And then put the backyard rink out there. I always joke, my son, you know, when the rink would be functional, which was normally late December, his scoring as a forward would go through the roof from December until the end of the year.
Because of all that practice in the backyard.
Yeah, because he's in tight at the net and he's having fun and he's doing things he wants to do as opposed to some of the mindless sort of drills and whatnot that some minor hockey coaches insist on. So
that's
the essence of it. And I'm certainly not the expert in the field, but I have the gallery on Christmas Eve, which I tweet out to all of my followers. It's some of the great. I'm sure I've had a number from Thunder Bay. There's no doubt about that.
So when the hockey season is over, do you like breathe a sigh of relief so you can just take it down a notch, or do you live, breathe, eat, sleep hockey?
No, I definitely push away. I do. Yeah. And that's probably only been the last 5, maybe 10 years. And that's just health. Right? I mean, you need to just get
break
a break.
Away for a bit.
And that was, I've got great people who I work for at TSN and Bell, and they recognize that, you know, we're on the clock. We're on call 24/7. I understand we're not doing heavy lifting. We're not saving lives, but we're doing what we're employed to do, and it's a full commitment in season. So they're like, take your summer, don't worry about it. So
that's great.
Probably around the, well, we're literally in the vehicle with our 140-pound Great Dane heading north and then west into Manitoba on July 2nd, because July 1st, as you know, is free agent frenzy.
Right.
Usually takes us three and a half days to drive to get to our, we have a cabin in Manitoba, and then I basically shut it down until September.
Let loose for the summer.
Yeah, you, sometimes you got to do that. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in, and Candy, thanks for making this happen.
Great.
But again, TSN's Darren Dredger is here, and there's a nice connection with his daughter who lives here and is in a production with Badani Theater, and that's so nice.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So cool. Darren Dredger from TSN.